sun, little darling. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. It's all right. Here comes the sun.
As always, thank you, Nina. This is Eric Mann, the host of Voices from the Frontlines, here on KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, and streaming live on the web at kpfk.org. Today's show is going to be mainly about you, listening to you and talking to you. So you might as well already start getting ready at 818-985-5735. What I want to do today is listen to the listeners, because the Voices listeners are pretty terrific. The first thing I want to say is that we had an emergency fund drive, and I'm in the studio with Anyal Zubri Fields. What a cool name.
Oh, thanks for having me, Eric.
That's really a cool name and a cool person. We had a really great experience last week. Zubri and Alan Minsky and myself, we had a fund drive, an emergency fund drive, which we know is one of the problems of having too many emergency fund drives. But as we explained to you, that welcome to the club, welcome to the real world. This is a real station that needs real money. And we did something that I came to understand is very cool, which is that my organization, the Labor Community Strategy Center, and myself donated all the books that we used. So we had Playbook for Progressive, 16 Qualities of the Successful Organizer. We had my book, Katrina's Legacy, White Racism and Black Reconstruction in New Orleans and the Ghost Coast. And we had Dispatches from Durban, post-September 11th movement strategies and a conference on the World Conference Against Racism. And we raised $2,500 from our listeners. And what was great about that, and I was just understanding it better from talking to Zoo, is that one of the problems is sometimes when the premiums are offered, the premiums cost KPFK money. So they offer them at a good deal, but that comes off the top, you could say. So in this case, what's very cool is $2,515, every cent went to KPFK. There was no cost to the station because we donated the premiums, and you guys, women and men, thought it was worth buying or contributing to. So 818-985-5735. What I want to talk to you today about is a lot of you are very loyal to the actual show, Voices from the Frontlines, and you listen every Tuesday from 4 to 5. I know a lot of you by name, Lisa Gay Hamilton, the actress, Haskell Wexler, the filmmaker, Mark Masaoka, the civil rights organizer and labor organizer, Robin D.G. Kelly, the professor of history and black studies at UCLA. And I know just lots and lots of you who I walk around the city and they say, hey, I love Voices and I listen to it, which is really cool. So what I want to do today, 818-985-5735, and I'm a little confused because I can't read the monitor, is I want to talk to you about the station, and I want to hear from you about Voices in general and the station. Now, two things. I don't mainly want to hear all the things you want to improve about KPFK. 818-985-5735. I want to hear two things from you. First of all, I want to hear, what do you like about Voices from the Frontlines? What do you like about KPFK? Honestly, why is it important to you? Because we do. So how much do we raise from the listeners every year generally?
We're about a $3.6 million operation. You know, there are some folks that say we should be running on less. I think the latter, because, you know, as I've mentioned throughout the drive and during my report, is that I think KPFK needs to have a newsroom, and that does require resources. And, you know, I have a desire to, one, increase the amount of money that we do raise so we can enhance and create more of a greater impact in the service that we do provide in Los Angeles and the other community and other communities we serve. And it does take resources to make some of these things happen. However, you know, we want to also welcome volunteers to assist us and contribute their human resources to us in making that making our impact more significant in Los Angeles. You know, whether it's going and handing out flyers or coming here answering phones or helping do a news story or helping a programmer produce their program as well. There's so much more KPFK can do, but it can't do it without the support of the listeners, and two, without the kindness of volunteers coming in to help the station, too, as well.
Well, I want to be clear, this is not a fund drive, folks. This is an opinion drive. So we are not talking about wanting more money today, just because I want to be very clear. We're more trying to talk about your understanding of the station. I mean, Zubri's the interim general manager. I've been programmer for almost 10 years. When I go on the phones, I'm very thrilled by the people that call. I mean, when Trayvon Martin was first killed and then when the George Zimmerman verdict came in, I asked if it would be okay if we would just prioritize our black listeners. And over 15, 20 people called in with just heartbreaking stories about how they felt. Every time I go to the phones, there's amazing people out there, 818-985-5735. So today I just wanted to listen to our listeners talk about what does the station mean to you? Yeah, are there things that you would like to improve? What do you think about voices? What's on your mind? So that's what the show is about, is you call us and we'll listen and then we'll talk back. So 818-985-5735. Just one other thing, and I already have a couple of calls coming in. One thing I wanted to talk about in terms of future programming is that the Strategy Center, my organization, has a campaign called No Cars in L.A., No Tanks in L.A. And we're going to be, over the next couple of months, talking to you a lot about demanding that President Obama do two things. One, to end the 1033 program, which is a Defense Department program that gives surplus weapons to the LAPD, the Los Angeles Sheriffs, and the Los Angeles School Police Department. This is military-grade weapons, allegedly to protect. Of course, what it's trying to do is literally bring tanks into the streets of Los Angeles as people rise up against the conditions that they're facing. So imagine, I mean, the good thing is the government is being honest and saying, we know that you're going to have a revolution and we're getting ready for it.
Oh, boy.
And we all have, so when we say no tanks in L.A., we mean no tanks in L.A. In fact, the school board is very proud to say they returned the tank.
What about armored personnel carriers?
We got those too, and they have MRAPs. I don't know what that stands for. They have grenades. They have M16 rifles given to them by the so-called Defense Department. The second thing we're working on is asking President Obama to go to Paris in December of 2015. A lot of you have been listening to all this stuff about global warming, blah, blah, blah. The government is really going to do nothing about it, and it's very, very scary that the president is going to go to Paris in December in this big world conference and pledge to reduce emissions by about 28% from the year 2005, except for one problem. One, you can't verify it. Two, you can't enforce it. And three, there's no plan to really do it. And four, it's not going to go to Congress to be passed as a treaty because he can't get it through. So the result is basically he's going to go to Paris and pledge nothing. And what I'm worried about is a lot of the mainstream environmental organizations are going to whitewash the president and act like this is progress. So Barbara Lott-Holland and I are going to Bonn, Germany in June of this year to start working with the UN groups. And then we're going to have big rallies in South L.A. to try to get the president to really reduce U.S. emissions by 50% over the next 10 years and to get out of the 1033 program. So that's some of the stuff that's going to be coming up on Voices from the Frontlines. 818-985-5735. Let's go to the phones. And we have Tim in Los Angeles. What's up?
Hi.
Hey, Tim.
Hi. I wanted to... my thoughts on KPFK are really that I love the challenge you guys give. You guys challenge me every day to think for myself, to better myself, to see what's really going on in the world, and I really thank the station for that. You know, without you guys, I would be stuck listening to the mainstream media, and without KPFK, I wouldn't learn something new every day.
Thank you very much, Tim. How long have you been listening to the station?
About 10 years.
Nice.
And what are some of your favorite shows, besides the Voices from the Frontline, of course?
I love the music shows. I love Mondays at 1 o'clock. I forget the name of the show, but...
Intervisions.
Yeah, yeah, I love Intervisions, and I love Reggae Central.
Cool. Nice.
Yeah, Chuck is a good man. Hey, Tim, thanks a lot for your phone call. We love you, too. That's what we're here to do, is to help inspire folks like yourself.
Great. Love you guys, too. Take care.
All right. Next caller, what's going on? Speak your mind, as always. 818-985-5735. You're on with Zubery Fields and Eric Mann. We're here to listen, just talk about our own station for a day and get a sense of what, who's out there and what you're thinking. Joe in Wilmington.
Hello. How you doing?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's the payroll on the station? You got people who are volunteers, but you got people who are paid. I'm asking, what is the payroll?
We have 36 paid employees, and in between 200 and 250 volunteers that volunteer here regularly to produce programs, and then another, I believe, 20 or so that volunteer in and around the station doing various tasks.
How much is the payroll? How much money is going to be, how much money is being paid total to paid employees? I also want to know, how much is the highest paid employee at KPFK receiving?
Hey, listen, yeah, listen, bro. Hey, my brother, listen, if you want to do an expose, you know, you're getting on to talk about all the people, I'm paid nothing, so let's talk about this show right now, okay?
I'm not talking.
All right, my brother, listen, you got a good point. If you want to do that, this is not what this show's. I'm sorry.
Why not? I'm not talking about volunteers. I'm talking about
people. I get it. All right, you made your point, but no, I'm not going to do it. Zubi, on another show, you can do it. But if you want to expose KPFK, I assure you the people here are making
there's no exposing. I mean, I'll be straight up. The staff here, we're, including myself, very underpaid. Yeah, we can gripe and complain about it, but that's not what we're here to do. We do accept getting paid less because of the mission that we identify our day-to-day job connects with. And that's the important key. You know, I think a lot of, I don't want to make any assumptions about the brother that was just on the line, but I have talked to folks that have this perception that the staff here is overpaid and we're living in the lap of luxury. That is quite the contrary. We are here to be a part of this mission, and we accept the fact that we're not going to get paid at the same level as other industry standards.
I want to say several things, though. Let me give an example. Some of the highest paid professors at the UC system are getting close to $1 million a year. At the UC system, they deserve it compared to what? There's rock stars that are making, you know, whatever the hell they're making. There's people, there's lawyers making $3, $4, $5 million. When people go into any level of social service, whether it's helping the poor, there's a, how much are you making? Like, maybe you're making $96,000, which you're not. Maybe you're making $104,000. So what? I don't understand. What is the exposure here? What are you trying to prove? There are teachers in the public school system that may be making $90,000, $95,000 who, you know, have earned this. There's principals making $150,000, $175,000. What is the anger at the so-called overpaid people at that level of money? I don't get what the anger is.
I have to agree with you. You know, I mean, after all, these are other human beings that have families that they've got to support, and dreams that, you know, that require resources to, may require financial resources to achieve. But a person should be valued for their skill sets and experience that they bring to an organization. I think too often folks get caught up in, oh, what is that person getting paid, and overlooks the fact that this individual may be bringing a particular skill set and experiences with them to an organization that could use it, and that person should be compensated accordingly.
Well, I will ask you just two questions. Is anybody at KPFK getting $500,000 a year?
No way.
Is anybody at KPF getting $250,000?
No.
All right, next question. Can we go to the next listener, please? Jesus in Santa Maria. What's happening? Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, great. Well, I love KPFK. I've been listening for about 10 years, and I support KPFK 100%. And now one of the maintainers. Is that what
sustainers? Hey, sustainer. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. The only thing that I was.
Hey, Jesus, I'm gonna have to get it fast because it's a bad connection. Make your point. I'm very sorry.
Yeah, no, I want to know what the station is trying to do to get more listeners. I always tell everybody that I know, I think we need to have a movement to have more listeners and expand and the listener base, and therefore also get some more contributions.
Okay, hey, Jesus, hey, we're going to answer your question off the... You know, taking you off the line because the phone connection was bad there. But to answer your question, from my understanding, you wanted to know what we're going to do to grow our listenership. There are a number of ways in moving forward that we intend to do that. We have had an outdoor marketing campaign, which for the time being is being phased out. However, once the financial resources are there to do a robust outdoor campaign, we would want to revisit that. We've got to advertise and market the station if we're going to compete with other, you know, for-profit stations and non-profit stations. From our billboard campaign, there were a few, you know, some occasions where I did speak to new listeners. One gal had moved to Los Angeles and was oblivious that there was a progressive radio station here, and turned into KPFK because of that billboard. So, you know, that's one way that we're going to be doing that, growing our listener base. Another way we'll be growing our listener base is by less fund drives. Less fund drives cannot happen, of course, without support from you, the listeners. Now, each time we do go into fund drive, we do turn off our listeners, and many of you out there can probably sympathize with that. And for that, I apologize. We are looking at various ways to create additional revenue streams for the station and to become more effective fundraisers on the air, with the primary focus not being a thank you gift, but in establishing and maintaining and fostering a relationship with donors and the station as well.
So who's the next listener here? Susan? How about Barbara in Los Angeles? Can we go to Barbara in Los Angeles, please?
I think we...
Barbara? Is this Barbara in Los Angeles?
Yes.
Hey,
how
are
you doing? You're with Eric Mann on Voices from the Frontlines?
Yeah, I would just like to say, as a person with a disability who spends most of her time at home, KPFK is my connection to the world, and I really appreciate it. And I've been listening since 1977, and I am glad that shows like Roy of Hollywood and Access Unlimited and Think Outside the Cage are on the air, and I just hope KPFK can make it till May, and I would be really heartsick if it stopped.
It's going to be fine. That's not the issue. KPFK is always going to be here. The issue is, can we make it even better? The question is, can we, like the other people saying, can we get more listeners? As an organizer, for instance, I'm interested in, can we get more people to show up at demonstrations? Can we get more people to be activists? In other words, we had a demonstration in front of City Hall, and three people from the show came and said, hey, I heard that on the show. When the car wash workers were here, Rosemary Merlina was on, and she asked people to call in, and eight people called in and said they wanted to help the car wash workers. So that's another thing that we're looking for, is not just... you know what I mean? So the question isn't just, is the station going to be okay? The station's going to be okay. The question is, can we double the listenership? Can we double the impact? So thank you. And in terms of your disability, it's important for us to hear that for you, how much the station means to you as sort of a lifeline and as a connection with you. Very cool. Let's keep talking.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thanks, Barbara. Can I get to now Paul? Hey, Paul, what's up?
Are you there?
Yeah.
We're here.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to say, yeah, KPFK, you guys are the best. I mean, seriously, the best. You know, what's happening, though, is that the economy is becoming so financialized that people's wages, you know, they can't keep up. And I think that you're probably feeling exactly the same thing, the cost of all the what it takes to stay on the air. It's just outrageously high, And what this means is that, you know, a lot of people just don't feel like they can contribute to each time the fund drives come around, or even, you know, once a year should be adequate for anybody. But I mean, this is indicative of the entire problem that you guys are talking about, which is the economy is being stalled by the financial sector.
Well, thanks a lot. And you're absolutely right. So here's a contradiction, which is capitalism is a ruthless system. Capitalism drives down people's wages. And yet we need, most of the people that listen to KPFK are low-income people. Would you tweet me, anybody who does tweets, I'm at Eric Mann Speaks. Zua, you have a Twitter account?
We're at KPFK.
And I'm
at KPFK Radio. Well, and you can find us on Facebook at 90.7 KPFK.
Well, tweet me just because I'd love to read a tweet on the air. So tweet me at Eric Mann Speaks and see if we can get somebody. We'll take a couple more calls and then Zoo and I will respond. Maurice, are you on? Can we get Maurice on, please?
Yes, sir. Hello, everybody. I'd just like to say that as far as I'm concerned, you folks are the University of KPFK. I am well over 50 years old and I've got degrees. But I was the most ignorant man in Southern California until I started listening to KPFK. I never appreciated reading, but I love it now. I read every day. I read now because of KPFK. You folks are going to be under a lot of siege because you're the only voice in the continental United States that won't sell your soul for the money. So, you know, we'll give you all the support we can. You know, we're not exactly the top 1%, but you got to stay in business because if you guys do, I'm going to cry. Talk to you later.
Hey, thank you, Maurice.
Hey, pretty beautiful. By the way, the lines are all lit up, so this is totally cool. 818-985-5735. That means a lot. The University of KPFK, so we got to use that one. Next is, let's see, can we get Danny from Newport Beach?
Yes, hello.
Hi, Danny. What's up? You're with Eric Mann and Zubri Fields on Voices from the Frontlines, KPFK, yeah. 90.7 FM.
Great. I've been a long-time listener, and I was listening to your show, and I sent an email to IGM, to the interim general manager, and I was going to recommend a podcast that I've been checking out. It's called The Art of Revolution by Jonathan Fields. It's part of what they do at he calls it the Good Life Project. And in it, he outlines like 18 points on a protocol on how to start a movement, and he bases it a lot on Gene Sharp and his ideas of nonviolent resistance and revolution. But he expands it into possibilities for both commercial movements, but also artistic and other movements. And I was going to recommend, it could be if you guys at KPFK would put that together in some way, it could really expand your listenership and help grow the station and get people more involved.
Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Danny. I'll certainly check out your email and your program. I'll also have our interim program director, Alan Minsky, give it a listen too.
One thing I wanted to say for a future show is that I'm not a big fan of Gene Sharp. I know he's the new guru for a lot of people, but I was looking at one of his books and he was talking about the struggle between dictatorship and democracy, and he used the United States as one of the great democracies. And I want to question this guy about how he's talking about helping, you know, people in Egypt and all over the world, but if he's making a list of democracies and dictatorships, that's a very political category. And for him to essentially justify the United States as a democracy, it's creating the conditions to invade other countries on the grounds that they're not a democracy. So he's held up as this great nonviolent guy, and you know, he's helping all these people fight against dictatorship. But I worry, is he fronting for the U.S. government? And I mean that. And I want to, at a later point, since we want to make KPFK controversial enough for y'all, I want to read some of his stuff out loud and tell you some of my disagreements with it, but I just didn't want it to pass. Because the other thing I want to say, actually, is that all this stuff about nonviolence is being used in a way to counterpose to violence, as if all of a sudden revolutions can't have violence. So if people are in the streets and if they throw a bottle, are they being violent? If people push a cop, are they being violent? So all of a sudden, nonviolence, which in the 60s was a tactic, is now being held up as if what? As if anybody fights back, they deserve to be beat up. So I just would like to at least discuss, do we believe in the right of armed self-defense? Do we believe other people have the right to revolutions? So just want to, since you say KPFK is keeping you awake, I just wanted to throw those few out while we continue to talk.
Yeah, so we take Juliet in Santa Barbara.
Juliet, what's up?
I've been listening since 1954 at KPFA when it was brand new. And the one thing I think could improve KPFK is to have transparency. And on the Hutchinson report, it was the only time in any recent fund drive that I heard a complete breakdown financially, where we stand. And if you really, really want more people to give, and we give I don't know how many times with each fund drive, no matter how many you have, but if you want more people to give up their money, you have to expose your finances.
I completely agree with you, Juliet. We're actually in the process of, and you'll probably see this in the months to come, where we will make our quarterly financial, it'll either be quarterly or biannually, our financials available to the public, you know, not just for the comfort of transparency, but for reassurance that your dollars are going to, you know, to see what your dollars are doing for the station, see how they're at work and what the results of your contributions do. So yeah, I'm committed to that. We're working with our lovely business manager and the national office to make this happen.
So that's great. I mean, that is good responding to people. Barbara in Los Angeles. Oh, I'm sorry, Sasha. Sasha, I'm very sorry. Got to read the mic better.
Sasha, how are you? Hello?
I tried calling in during Zuberi's other appearance a few days ago or last week, whenever, and I was cut off. My call was dropped several times, so finally I got through.
Oh, sorry about that.
I don't know where to start other than saying I'm truly grateful for KPFK. It is become ever-increasingly my, you know, part of my extended family. I've been listening since 1987 avidly and as dedicatedly as I could, you know, as one can be. And there's just so many things that that come to mind. I wish I could put them all in the time before you'll cut me off, but all I can, you know, all I can say is I'm grateful. I listened to your show, Eric Mann. I appreciate all the coverage of the many issues, particularly with Mumia, et cetera. But the transparency, I must echo that it is so crucial to hear those numbers, not necessarily on the air every time somebody asks, but, you know, the fact that they will be published and just say, yes, please go to our website. We want, you know, we want everybody to know and ask us for more details if you don't see the details that you believe should be there, you know.
Listen, you did great. Let me respond again. It's not that you're being cut off. It's your major point. No, listen, let me continue. You did good. Right. I just wanted to... listen, brother, let me just keep going because we have...
I'm listening.
I just wanted to talk about Mumia for a minute because you raised that. I mean, it's very important. If you would look on Prison Radio, I don't know the website, but you'll find that Mumia Abu-Jamal is in tremendous danger right now. He's facing some very serious medical problems, diabetes and other things. He's being untreated and mistreated. He's been moved in and out of prison hospitals. His family's not getting access to him. You know, we sort of taken it for granted that just amazing voice from death row all of a sudden, then he's been brought into the general population. But he's in grave danger right now. And I was talking with Noel Hanrahan from Prison Radio, who's been doing some wonderful work. And some of them were staying 20, and Joanna Fernandez, they were staying 20 and 25 hours just waiting to get access to him. He's still handcuffed often in bed. I mean, imagine that as you're sick. Wait, what's he going to do, run away? You know, so for the point you raised about Mumia Abu-Jamal, I want to thank you for that. Please go on Prison.
Thank you for keeping us abreast.
Okay, my brother, so thank you. I'm going to go now to Mario, if that's okay, and Azusa. Can we get to Mario?
Yeah, right here.
Slow down.
I've already been listening for a short time. I do a lot of driving, so I have to listen to something, and I stumbled upon the radio station.
And I've contributed some money a couple of times, but it seems kind of hard for me to give you my money because I get put on hold. They say they're going to call back, and they don't. So I think if there was a better automated system in order to give donations to the station, it might help raise money quicker.
Yeah, thank you for your suggestion. We are in the process of making improvements here, and you know, we've got a lot of work ahead of us, and we still ask, you know, folks like yourself to bear with us. We're not doing anything. We're doing something to, you know, streamline this process. We want to make it as convenient as possible for folks like yourself to make a contribution at any time during the day. You know, they say often people donate because of an emotional response, and certainly we want to make that available for, you know, moments of clarity and inspiration that you may find while you're listening to KPFK, and you say, hey, I'm willing to contribute X amount of dollars to that. So, hey, thank you for your suggestion, Mario. We will continue to make improvements here.
And let me ask you that on Zoo. I mean, because, you know, I'm a director of an organization, and we always have our problems, you know, we're trying to fix. So that's a legitimate. How do you deal with that issue of, you know, how are the phones doing? What are you going to try to do? You know, because I think that is a, you know, if somebody's calling, I mean, I totally get it. I'm put on hold by big companies for, trust me, for an hour and a half and nobody complains, you know, because what are you going to do about it? But just tell us a little bit, in the intricacies of your actual life, what are you trying to solve on that?
Well, we're utilizing, you know, technology to be able to accommodate, you know, to improve that process, the waiting on the call to get a donation. But often it's because we need folks here at the station to answer phones. And there are moments where there are only a few people in the phone room, and we do get a sudden rush, and, you know, quite a bit of the staff does, you know, when they can, make their way to the phone room to answer phone calls. But, yeah, we will be utilizing technology. We actually just started using voice over IP phones, which have also given us other insights in terms of call statistics and which will help us further develop our strategies in moving forward. We've also digitized the way that we take donations. Prior to that, we were taking it the old school way on paper, but now we're doing it digitally, and that's helped streamline the process too as well. We've got a lot of work to do behind the scenes here. I think the staff is encouraged and it's providing a lot of the insights and recommendations on how we move forward.
Well, one of the fun things is when we do the fund drives, you know, I get nervous about, are we going to raise enough money?
And, oh, you get nervous.
You know, right. So, and, you know, because you're listening, folks, and, you know, you're up there saying, hey, come on, folks, you know, give the money. But I'm in here and I can't see it. So I get scared. And then Alan goes in and gets some numbers and he comes back and it's much better than I thought. But the cool thing is right when I get off, which is at 4:58, we go back into the phone room. And that's about what Zoo's saying about maybe more of you volunteer. And the phones are still going. That's the cool thing. And so the numbers keep going up, like in... Sometimes people have been waiting to 505, 507, 508, and there's still people on the line taking these calls as opposed to dead, you know, as opposed to going back to the phone room and everybody's going, I'm sorry, dude, ain't nothing happening, you know. So last time we got one, and I want to thank my wife, Leanne Hurst Mann, who contributed $360 as a sustainer for us. She listened. She said, well, you said to do it, right? I said, yeah. So we contributed, I want you to know, that's interesting, we contribute now $30 a month to KPFK, plus we still give to every fund drive, by the way. So I just want you to know that our family's into this, and we like giving to KPFK. With that, go. We got a lot of them. Alan, Bill, could we take, please, Alex in Pasadena, and then I want to get to Bill in Lake Elsinore. Wow, we got a lot. This is great. We'll try to go faster, folks.
All right, Alex, how's it going?
It's great. Thank you very much for taking my call. Just two quick things. It's great that you have the new energy at KPFK. I was a former programmer, a long-time volunteer. One of the reasons I wasn't able to donate was I wasn't in a financial position to. And I think that might be one of the reasons KPFK has been affected, because the Great Recession has really hurt a lot of people. The second thing I want to say is that... One of the things I had was during the fund drive, there were a lot of bizarre, almost surreal programming going on. People talking about, like, get-rich-quick schemes and, like, magic potions to heal yourself. But It's very confusing to listen to.
I completely hear you, Alex. And again, that's definitely one of the areas we're going to be looking to improve as well. You know, we're not looking to no longer spend extravagantly on a one-time donation. With the fund drives, you know, our focus is going to be creating relationships as well as retaining donors as well. Hey, thanks for your call, Alex. We got a bunch more to get to.
Hey, listen, I'm trying to understand the phones myself. A lot of you I see, this shows how long they've been on.
Yeah.
So some of you have been on 20 minutes, which I really appreciate, 20, 18.
Let's go with
Tom.
So
we'll try to go with some of the ones. Help us.
Tom in Thousand Oaks.
Hello.
Hi, hey. Tom. Thank you for waiting. This is Eric Mann and Zubery Fields. You're on Voices from the Frontlines.
Thanks. KPFK is the greatest thing on the planet. That's first of all, I'll say that. Now, I've been listening since about 1970 when I was a student in L.A. And ever since then, my suggestion has been that Pacifica is about peace, right? So we have to work towards peace among all people. And then harmony with nature. So I think KPFK could do a little bit more to promote community development, sustainability, socially responsible and ecologically harmonious communities, practices, products, etc. And for instance, there are programs, you know, what used to be called the Red Earth Radio, and that's called Native American Airwaves. There's the Chicano Hour of Power. There's the Black Programming, the spiritual programming, the health programming, etc. But it's all individual groups. There is no program where all these different groups, or so-called color people or minorities or everybody, you know, is represented as a collective and discussing issues that affect each one and all of us together as a community.
Let me respond to that because
I think that, hold
I'm
on,
sorry,
hold
go,
on,
I'm sorry. Finish your sentence. Sorry.
Let me finish it. So, in order to do this, I think KPFK needs to be more active in the community and the actual, not just broadcasting, but organizing in the community events. For example, it could be arts and culture festivals. They used to sponsor the Renaissance Fair, and you know, create a network of businesses and help people start businesses and develop products, etc., which can produce revenue to maintain the operations of the Pacifica. And I think
that's
something that needs to be done, sustainable systems.
Well, I just wanted to say that I'm surprised because Voices from the Frontlines, that's its very nature, is, first of all, it's a significantly Black, Latino, Asian Pacific Islander, and white, indigenous. It is focusing on people that are actually organizing to change the whole society. That's the specialty of this show, is it's a movement-building show. So the groups that we have on are usually either trying to help Mumia Abu-Jamal or the car wash workers or the bus riders or the high school students fighting criminalization. So we are trying to do that. I want to move to, is it okay, Jimmy in West Covina? Could we do that with 21 minutes and 31 seconds, Jimmy? I want to thank you for being on so long. Number one. Maybe you can help
me.
Hey,
Jimmy.
You can help.
Hey, I would like to see 100% volunteer KPF staff. No more paid employees. Just 100% a volunteer. That way we don't have some employees who are griping that they give public service and they're taking less money than they could make if they were working in the private sector. Just 100% volunteer staff. No paid employees, no payroll for KPFK.
Thanks, Jimmy. That's a great idea. And come on by and help us wash some windows. We need some volunteers. So, Bruce in Riverside, how you doing, my brother?
Good. I've been waiting about as long as you have. First off, I want to say thank you, guys. You do awesome work. I've been listening to you for about probably the better part of 20 years as a listener supporter.
Thank you.
I remember there being, you know, early on, we used to be able to get some funding from the, you know, as a public radio station, and I know that
the Corporation of Public Broadcasting.
To take away from you. And I was just curious, is there anything that we can do to help you get some of the funding back in that regard? And then the other thing is I have an active student in San Diego who's very community active, probably partially because of my listening to KPFK over the years. And I was curious as to outreach to the different, you know, the UC systems and the schools, because I know there's a strong effort with the student community that would definitely support the station and bring more listenership and funds as well.
Hey, Bruce, yeah, we're in the process as well, Pacifica Foundation, which KPFK is a part of. We're in the process of getting re-enrolled to get CPB funding. About the schools, we are certainly going to be continuing to create relationships with various campuses. Southern Cali is a big place, but we go school by school. We do have some ties with the USC, UCLA. We have quite a bit of interns that come from CSUN, my old college. So what's up, Matadors out there?
Well, thanks also for the attitude, if I can say, and the tone. You know, I mean, I understand everybody, it's free speech radio, but I really appreciate the kind of level of support and the tone. So let's see, Cheney, is that who you want us to get on?
All right, Cheney.
Thank you. And you win, Cheney. You are on a very long time.
Hello?
Hello, Cheney.
Hey, it's Channing, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, Cheney.
I actually wanted to call in because I'm part of the Strategy Center. I'm a long-term member, and the radio show for me is sort of like it's our voice in the media, whereas a lot of the ways that I think about media is that a lot of times the system is using media as an organizing tool. And so when they're putting out racist ideas, it's through the media, very matter-of-factly. And so I really appreciate Voices because it is our voice, the counter voice to the system that we're actually trying to fight. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Channing, thank you. I mean, obviously, this is Channing Martinez, who is with the Strategy Center, is also a great photographer and organizer and works out in L.A., and nice to hear your voice. Barbara and Gardena, you've been on for 22 minutes. You get a dollar for every minute you've been on, so you're going to get a premium sent in the mail for... hey, Barbara, what's happening?
I'm laughing now. But, you know, when I hear these numbers that your annual cost is, or your budgeted for $3,600,000, I just don't get a sense anywhere during the fund drive or any other time that this station is ever going to make that amount of money. And, you know, if you're going to stay afloat, the income at some time is going to have to match the outgo. Okay? The other thing I want to say is during the fund drive, oh, I hate to figure out what the program I'm going to pledge to. There's a level of competition that I sense. And if it's like this program gets more money than that program, then something's going to happen. Now, for me, I always shortchange a program like Rhapsody in Black because I always think they're going to have enough. And then I have to pledge to another show because they may not get as many subscribers. And I don't like the sense of competition. I would rather you have some place where I can maybe check boxes for all of the programs that I am actually pledging for instead of just choosing to pledge for just the one or two.
Well, thank you. That's a great idea.
Yeah, Barbara. Let me respond first and then Zoo. I think that's a very good point, but let me say both sides of that. First of all, I don't perceive it as competition. First of all, let's start with the very positive thing you said, that I think if everybody who's giving so-called general support would be able to get a list of all the shows and they could check which shows they listen to, and then you're sort of voting in some ways, you know, with your dollars. On the other hand, we also, those of us who are on the air, like I'm on every Tuesday from 4 to 5, it is to me somewhat of a vote of confidence, or even I'll say no confidence sometimes, about who's out there. If I'm on there saying, you know, it really means a lot to support Voices, it means a lot to support KPFK, and I've been preparing for 3 hours for the show, and the phones are going kind of dead, I feel bad. I do. And I wonder, well, what's happening out there? You're getting information, as it were. When we did a drive here in 1 hour, we did it on Voices, but we also did it for the Pacifica Archives. We raised $5,500, but we were on two stations, KPFA and KPFK. So I guess I'm trying to say both things. You're absolutely right that we don't want competition between the shows. On the other hand, we want some feedback in the real world about which shows do you think are most important, and partly how you give money is a way for us to get feedback about do you appreciate the work. Now I'll have Zoo talk about
it too. Also, don't hesitate to select a program over another. It does help us determine where we need to do some work and work with a programmer in terms of raising funds. But the amount of money a program raises or doesn't raise isn't the line in the sand in determining whether that program is going to stay on the air or not. There are other factors that at play that will influence a program decision, whether or not to ask a program to go on hiatus, or that we will be filling that time slot with another program we think might bring more to the table in terms of funds that they could raise, listeners, the growing listenership too as well, and what's the value they bring to the impact in our service to the community too as well. Hey, we appreciate your suggestions. I'm going to see how we can work that in with the improvements we're trying to make here.
Thank you so much. So we got, let's see, who do you want to go to?
Let's go with Nina. Nima,
you've been on for 20 minutes, and boy, you get a lot of props. What's up, Nima?
Hi.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not sure if I don't know the numbers, but there are more people listening to the station than actually contributing, correct?
Yes. Historically, generally 10% of the listeners actually donate to the station.
So we have 90%. So it's not so much we need to increase the listenership as opposed to get the 90% listening to contribute. I had an idea, maybe have a very minimal sustaining amount and bring all those people in, $2 a month, $3, whatever the number works, and would be feasible for everybody to do it.
Okay. Hey, thank you, Nima. Well, we'll always want to grow our listenership. That's always the, our part of our purpose in doing so. We create more of an impact in the communities. But along with growing our listenership, our donor base does grow as well.
But I also wanted to say that you got to know in the real world that it's always the 10% who do the most. I mean, I wish, in every organization, you wish everybody did the most work, but there's always the people that work the hardest. There's always the people come early and leave late. There's also the people with the best attitude. So I want to thank those of you who do give. It means a lot. So we could always say, we wish the 90% would give, and someday they will. But for the 10% that do give, tremendous appreciation to what you do, because that's what we're on the air, folks, because of you. I still think the brother raised a good point, is how can we get that 90%? But I just want to focus a lot on each of you who give whatever you give, because there's two things I weigh. So one is the number of dollars, but the second is the number of calls. So if somebody calls in and gives $4, that still means a lot to me, because it means they chose to call the station and give what little they had. So let's keep going to who going next?
Heather.
Heather, with 17 minutes and 52 seconds, Heather.
Okay, thanks, guys. I just want to say I am inspired every single day listening to the radio programs, and I happened upon the station one day. I don't remember the topic, but I haven't shut it off since. And people around me are constantly hearing about KPFK because I often get a lot of really great information that I can use in, calm discussions about political things and whatnot, and I have that information because of you guys. So thank you. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Heather.
And thank you for waiting 20 minutes to tell us that, Heather. I mean, these are, no, I mean that. That means a whole lot. People say, well, I was on hold so long. Thanks for the attitude. Thanks for the vibes.
Of course.
No, thanks a whole lot. Makes my day. So
I wanted to also share one.
Sure, thing. Please.
I mean, to cut you off as far as so I'm a mom of two, and I think women in their probably their 30s and 40s that they know they're frustrated about different stuff, but they don't know where to get the information. So I know you are focusing and considering doing maybe ambassador programs and doing awareness on college campuses, but also charter schools, and making maybe your archives available to teachers there that they can utilize some of that great information that's not available on the internet in order to educate students, I think would be great. And also just maybe an ambassador program at different charter schools so you can get younger audience and new people who are super frustrated but they don't know where to go.
Thank you so much. 818-985-5735. This is Eric Mann. You're all with Aniello Zubiri Fields. We're almost finished for the day. We still have several callers. You might get in. Bill, are you still on?
Lake Elsinore.
You're sitting on a vast fortune in the archives. If you could properly format them and market them, promote them, such as like Capitol Records might do, you'd probably rake in a fortune, because I would love to buy some best hits of Chris Hedges or whatnot. There you go.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Very cool. There's the fortune. You got it. 818-985-5735. Francis, what's up?
Well, I came in a little late, so I don't know what I'm going to say is relevant, but I think it would be a good idea to have neighborhood support groups where people get together just in neighborhoods and do what they can to support KPFK. Also have discussions about what's on the air, and but they could raise money. They could have their neighbors come in. They could also advertise the station, and we could get more listeners.
It's very relevant, and thanks. I mean, you know, back in the day, they used to sit around the radio and listen to Franklin Roosevelt. So maybe we can get people to sit around and listen to me. 818-985-5735. We can have voices from the front lines. Listening club, and then you could, at the end of every show, pledge some money. That'd be a great idea. Last two calls, John in Riverside, and then Elias, and in Paramount. We'll start with John, and then we're almost going to be out of here.
John in Riverside. Now, is your movie program a success? Yes. Why not extend it to the Inland Empire area? Some of us have subscribed in the past, and it's such a long drive to go to L.A. to watch movies.
Oh, you mean the film club. Okay.
Yes, the film club. There are movie theaters in the Inland Empire that are, you know, struggling, and they could use the audience if you were to expand it over here, and then there would be more contributors, I believe. Also, I'm not sure if this has been brought up before, but when we switch from English to Spanish, what are the English speakers supposed to do? You hunt for another station. And I don't know how many listeners we lose by those switches, even though the intent is good. But I don't know if anyone has done any studies to see how many listeners, how much listenership we lose by the switch. And then, of course, the Hispanic population that listens at that time, they would not be listening to the English portion, or else you wouldn't have a special for them. I don't have an answer, but I think it may be hurting your listenership.
Oh, well, I want to respond to that, that I think it's really important that, I don't think that's the way of saying it. When you say you're losing listenership, what you mean is you're losing non-Latinos. So that's a strange point of reference. We're gaining, it's a multilingual society. We can't have trilingual shows. So there's some nights when I listen to KPFK, it's Spanish language. I listen sometimes just to improve my Spanish, just to listen to it and enjoy it. The music is great. I pick up what I can. But I think that's one of the great things about KPFK is its Spanish language coverage, and I don't want to have it be discussed in terms of what we're losing.
Hey, sorry, Elias. We won't be able to get to you. It's running out of time. I do want to thank you listeners out there and those of you that took the time and to give us a call today and called and helped us out during the last week's pledge drive. You know, many of us here around the station have been inspired by you, the listeners and the donors. We greatly appreciate you.
And this is Eric Mann saying, just I want to thank you all very much. I want to thank all the people who did the phones and the engineers and all the great people out there. And your listeners, you're very cool. This is Eric Mann. You're on Voices from the Front Lines. We'll see you next Tuesday at 4. Take good care of yourself, and all power to the people.